Hey, Steve, it's Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. How are you this morning?
Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great. Me too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day.
It sure is. The question I have, I want to hang an oak wood mantle, just a straight shelf, on my Fieldstone fireplace. The width of the fireplace is about 73.5 inches. The depth of the width of the shelf is that. The depth of the shelf is 9 inches, and the piece of oak is 4 inches thick. And I'm just trying to figure out the best way to hang it. I was given some advice and thinking, and I've already purchased a piece of angle iron, which is 1/4 inches thick, and a 3x2. So what I was going to do is I was going to somehow, using some sort of anchor, and there's a number of choices there, anchor the angle into the stone fireplace, and then cut a lap into the, route out an edge in the bottom of the shelf.
Oh,
so
right.
See the metal, and then lag it up into the, into the shelf.
I got a better idea.
Okay.
I would just use a French cleat,
okay,
which is a hidden hanger, and you could do this with some pretty stiff sheet metal. I mean, you'd have to get the right gauge, where actually the metal would maybe be 1/16 of an inch thick. And
okay,
all a French cleat is imagine if you... This is how simple they are. Imagine if you had a piece of flat metal on the Fieldstone, and let's just say that metal was 1.5 inches, high by maybe 5 feet long, okay?
Inch and a half high
by maybe 5 feet long.
And it's on an angle or
no,
straight?
No, no, no. It's flat. It's just a flat piece of metal, like a ruler, a real thin piece of metal, only 1/16 of an inch thick.
So 1.5 high
by 5 feet long.
5 feet long. Okay.
All right. Now,
almost as long as the shelf.
Yeah, almost as long. It could be 4 feet long. I don't care. Just,
okay.
But I want it. At least 70% of the length of the.
That makes sense.
All right. Now, but here's the thing. Imagine if that piece of metal, though, you put it into what we call a break, which is a thing that puts a crease in the metal, so you can.
Yeah.
Bend
okay.
It.
I know what a sheet metal break is. Yeah.
Okay. And you took the break and you broke that thing. Maybe 10 degrees, that's all, not much, just 10-degree bend, which means if the piece of metal was on a flat wall, imagine if the top edge of this metal was tilting out away from the wall, just maybe 1/8 of an inch, not much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
That's who you're getting at. Then there's the reciprocal.
Then there's the exact opposite of that happening on the back of the shelf, another thin piece of metal that is bending out, and so when you slide the oak down, those two pieces lock into one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you take this French cleat that's only about 1/16 of an inch thick, and...
Because I want it to be pretty stiff metal. And see, the reason it's so thin is if you were to make that thick, then the mantle would stick too far away from the rock.
Correct.
Now, the other option is you can make this a thicker piece. You can do it out of wood, but then you have to route out a special section on the back edge of that mantle of that oak to hide the thickness of the wood.
Right. The fact that I have a 4-inch thick mantle actually does give me that option.
Yeah, but that's tough to route all that out. I mean, it's not an easy chore. But I'm just saying that I would just do it with a French cleat.
And
the metal is going to give you the stiffness that you want. Now, your angle iron method will also work. There's no doubt about it. It will work, and you just have to make all that routing out happen, and it'll be secure. The your method will work too. Just so you know.
Yeah. Okay. The French cleat. So you're mounting one piece directly on the stone, and the other piece on the back edge of the back edge of the shelf. And when you lock the two together, you won't see it.
You will not. Well, you may see it if you I just don't know how rough the stone is. I'm just saying, your biggest problem there is that since the back of the mantle, is flush, you would have 1/8 of an inch of material to make up, or greater. So to make it totally flush, you would have to route out a channel on the back of that on the back of the mantle,
yeah,
like you were going to do for the angle iron, because you were going to have to do the same thing for the angle iron.
No, that's right. Yeah,
you were going to have to create a space for that to fit through. So you're going to have to do that either way.
Do the same thing. No, that's fine.
But your angle iron method, I have no issues with the angle iron method. It'll work. It will absolutely work.
And what attaches the French cleat? I assume the way you attach it to the back of the wood is just with lag screws.
Oh, you wouldn't even need those kind of screws. You would just need, you know, just some regular type of screws. You know, like a pan head.
At least a couple inches long.
Oh,
right?
I wouldn't even say a couple inches. I would say you'd probably get by with, 2 inches long, inch and a half max. That oak is so strong, dude. Screws going into oak? Give me a break, man. I don't know what the pull strength would be, but it's got to be hundreds, if not 1,000 PSI. PSI to pull a screw out of oak. I mean, come on.
Okay, it's just that it is cantilevered out 9
yep,
inches, and it is a pretty heavy piece of wood. I can barely lift it.
I know, yeah.
Okay, no problem. So just 1.5 to 2 inches.
Yeah, but because of that size, though, I mean, I would tend to actually lean more towards the angle iron. I mean, you know, because that French cleat on that piece of oak, it would have to be almost like stainless steel. I mean, it would have to be such strong steel so that it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't bend. But remember, if that French cleat is high, in other words, if that French cleat's high, you know, as high as it can be to the top of the back of the shelf,
yep.
You know, it even though you're talking about that cantilever, you know, it would be a hard thing to pull out. I mean, that the only problem is that the French cleat might have to be long enough to prevent that from just pulling out of the top, you know, where it would just tip over.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not going to put a lot of weight on the shelf,
but
the shelf itself is heavy.
Yeah, but if it was me, I mean, the more I think about it, I would probably lean much more to your angle iron method than anything else. The only other thing you could do that'll work would be to actually, and this is really pretty simple to do, is to actually drill into the fireplace and epoxy in 2 or 3 pins. Like dowel pins, but out of steel, like 5/8-inch rebar.
Yeah.
And then match up right on the back of the mantle 3 holes. You know, like you said, this thing's 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually...
about 8 inches in.
Oh, 8 inches in, and just push that mantle right onto those steel rods.
Right.
I mean, that's another method. If your angle iron does not give you the desired result, those straight-out pins, and just push it on, that will work for a fact.
Yeah. I looked into that, and let me just share with you the concern I have with that approach.
Yeah.
And that's because I actually was thinking of you just using wedge anchors.
Yes.
Which actually give you the post you're describing. You just don't, you know, a lot of times you cut that off. Just
right.
Leave that. I think, first off, do you agree with that? That just the wedge anchors would give you that?
I don't know. I think I would want to go in pretty deep and epoxy them in. I mean,
okay.
I mean, I would really want, I'd want those things straight in and epoxied and,
okay.
because it's not going to bend, you know, that hinge point's not going to bend because the oak's not going to let it bend. The biggest problem with the post method, those steel things, is that, you know, you've got to get a really nice tight fit going into the oak so that the mantle doesn't wobble.
That was my concern.
A is
you got to get that pin exactly level. And then you got to drill the hole exactly level, and it's got to be tight.
Well, the other option is, though, this. You could do this. You could put the pins in the oak first, you know, find the holes on the mantle, you know, and drill those and oversize those, and then epoxy those in and support the mantle and get the mantle level, you know, so it's not tilted every which way until the epoxy sets up, take your braces away, and it shouldn't move.
So even if there's like an eighth of an inch gap around that brace inside the wall, inside the stone, the epoxy will
oh yeah that, oh you got that right all day long, man. All day.
Yeah.
especially if you use what I call like a paste epoxy, not a liquid.
Okay.
One they make paste ones. I mean, a friend of mine whose name's Lauren Power used to sell this stuff. I forget what it's called. It's like actually called like a fairing compound. So it's really amazing stuff.
Okay.
All right, well, I got to take a quick break here, man. So I think you've got it pretty. I think you're on the way. You got a couple options. So I can't wait to hear back how you solve it.
I'll let you know. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, got to go.